This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
When do too many coincidences add up to something more than a coincidence? If your neighbor wins the state lottery, there's nothing too remarkable about that. After all, someone would probably win. If he won it again, you might start to think that was a remarkable coincidence. But if he won it the third time, you can be assured that the Lottery Commission would investigate the matter and not chalk it up to an incredible coincidence. Let's take that logic to the revelation over a year ago when we heard that the virus began in Wuhan, China. We were asked to believe that it did not come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but probably came from the wet market or from some animal in the wild. What a remarkable coincidence that the virus arose from the same city that we now know was engaged in gain-of-function research. Why do we know that? Well, the National Institute of Health issued a letter 2 weeks ago that discussed experiments done by EcoHealth Alliance at the Wuhan Institute that were testing if spike proteins in bat coronavirus could bind to the human ACE receptor on a mouse model. But that was only one of several coincidences that you have to accept in order to believe the virus did not come from the Wuhan Institute. Jim Garrity asks a good question. How many coincidences does the natural spillover theory require? He lists nearly 3 pages of coincidence you would have to believe. An expedition to caves in China collected bat viruses without protective gear. No natural occurring virus identical to the COVID virus has been found in any bat or other animal, and scientists cannot find any evidence of natural spillover. You don't need the deductive reasoning of a Sherlock Holmes to see that all of these coincidences point to the obvious origin of the virus. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.